tapes. The Patrick and Jeremy secret tapes edition. Look, if we know for a fact they're trying to poison us with the COVID jab, why would I doubt that they were spraying shit in the air via chemtrails and poisoning the water with fluoride? Like, why would I doubt that? Now that I know for a fact that the COVID-19 jabs are poisonous.
So, that's my thing. Okay, so the fluoride, as the water, people don't even drink the tap water anymore, as Mike Rivera pointed out, but once upon a time they did. And so, in the, if you're talking about 1950, which is 70 years ago by now, if you're talking about way back when, maybe it's plausible. I grew up drinking tap water. A lot of people drank tap water. And, you know, so that's plausible. But the chemtrail stuff, like I said in your show, if you were going to do something through, fuel, you wouldn't use jet fuel way up 8 miles high and flying over Montana or, you know, like Yellowstone Park. What are you trying to do? You're trying to affect the bear's behavior. If you want to affect people, you put it in gasoline.
Well, I mean, yeah, but doesn't the chemtrails fall down eventually?
Does it? I mean,
I'm asking.
So the exhaust from jet fuel. I mean, there's going to be different components of it. Probably the bulk of it is going to be water vapor and carbon dioxide, which cycles all over the place, but neither one of them is toxic. If you got things that are heavier than air, they're going to settle down. And if they're not heavier, but you know, it's so incredibly remote and indirect. And there are so many superior vectors. If you want to, like, for instance, environmental estrogen. They put estrogen into all sorts of things, or estrogen mimickers or things like that. And this was a big issue in Japan in, like, I guess the 1990s. There was so much estrogen in the environment from all sorts of products, cleaning products and hair care products. There's so much that it was impacting sperm counts. And it [S2] Wow. [S1] May be a factor in the low Japanese birth rate.
But it was, you look at this push for bottled water. I mean, that was a thing in the 80s, in the late 80s, push for bottled water. I mean, there's probably still all kinds of fluoride in the bottled water.
It was in glass bottles, right? The Perrier. The Europeans always drank bottled water, but that's because their tap water was questionable.
It was a big push in the U.S. from the 90s and on. And how much estrogen did Americans consume, you know, via bottled water? The plastics.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got them spraying it in the air and putting it in the bottled water.
Well, no. My whole point isn't that they're not trying to – that you don't – I'm not saying that there are not forces that are trying to – mess with our bodies through what we consume. I think there are. Whether, you know, sometimes maliciously and sometimes just they don't care. It's profit motive and they don't care that there are these side effects. I think there's certainly a lot of both of that. My point is that if you're going to be malicious and you want to do something, you've got much, much better avenues for getting chemicals into people's bodies than spraying it 8 miles over in the Great Plains states where very few people live.
But I don't dismiss the theories that that's a possibility, that they are spraying that because they're just trying to, you know, do they're just trying to cover all bases. That's my point, is that it would not surprise me if chemtrails were true. Because we know they're poisoning us do the corona vaccines. How long have they been doing this? Maybe there's something to the chemtrails. That's all I'm saying. Are you recording this?
Yeah, we are recording this.
Oh, this is going to be a secret, hey, Patrick gang. And Jeremy.
Yeah, this is part two of Patrick and Jeremy. Welcome to the show. This is the type of thing that we talk about between our shows. And, you know, so there you go. We're about 5.5 minutes into the show. Welcome. Oh, go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, and send badly needed fundage. Isn't that what we call it, Jeremy?
Fundage, my friend.
Fundage. Yes, fundage. And go to nationalbugle.com in order to get that coronavirus. Did I say coronavirus? No, the Kosher-tified app, which will tell you if your coronavirus is kosher certified or not. I want my coronavirus to be non-kosher certified.
As do I.
As do we all. I totally want it to be non-kosher certified, and I want it now. I want my coronavirus, and I want it now. Okay, but my last point about the chemtrails is that even if it were true, I don't think they're that stupid or that wasteful that they would do it, because it just doesn't make sense as a vector for getting chemicals into people's bodies when you've got so many better, like, they're trying to steal our guns. They're not trying to, you know, they want to take our guns. They don't care about taking our broomsticks, right? Although maybe we could ride around on our broomsticks and throw firebolts at them, but they're not going to bother with our broomsticks. They'll come for the guns, because that's the main thing. And if they were doing it, A, they're wasting their time, and B, we're wasting our time concentrating on that instead of the more important things.
There are more important things. I do hold to my position that I do believe that if they're poisoning us through the vaccines now, why wouldn't they try poisoning us through the air? But let's concentrate on the more important things.
Okay.
On the show. Like the vaccines in France and Germany.
And,
for example.
Well, are we concentrating on the vaccines or the vaccines themselves? Are we concentrating on mandates? Are we concentrating on the demonstrations against them? What are we concentrating on?
A little bit of all. Pulling up a Stormer article, also known as Hoax Watch, France rams through a vaccine passport, tearing the nation's anal tissue. Wow. The government of Europe, this is England's writing, the governments of Europe are ramming through vaccine passports like they're planning on sending homosexuals to ram their penises into your son's anuses. This is no longer a pretense even of honoring basic freedom. The government has decided that coronavirus is a blank check and that they're writing everything on it. And he's not wrong. He's not wrong. CBS News, France's parliament approved a law early Monday requiring special virus passes for all restaurants and domestic travel, and mandating coronavirus vaccines for all health workers. That's quoting from a CBS News article. Andrew's quoting from. And no, our comments here, Patrick. I mean, in the midst of France, you know, and in Greece, you have these protests going on. The public, the populace, is pushing back against this, and they're just doubling down. They're doubling down. Even amidst, you know, extreme public pushback. I don't know. What do you make of this? Kick it to you.
You said doubling down. So when I'm talking about Jewish power, and there's more involved in this than just Jewish power, but, you know, Jewish power might as well be the poster boy for all of this, because It is central, and we frankly wouldn't be having these problems if it wasn't for Jewish power. But you know, when I'm my description of Jewish power, you talk about right wing Jews and left wing Jews, and the terminology I use is double or nothing Jews and cash in your chips and come back tomorrow Jews. And it, you know, you talk about somebody like Steven Steinlight with immigration, who wasn't necessarily anti-immigration, but he was go slow, and we're going too fast. And if you go too fast, you get the backlash. And I think that you've had this tension between people who think that the agenda is going at a good enough speed and we're going to get there to where they want to go sooner or later, whether it's this generation or, you know, maybe, well, not this generation, maybe not in our lifetime, but we're making good progress to it, and don't rock the boat. And that's Steven Steinlight type of way of thinking. And then you've got others who are always, you know, push. So whether, you know, they want high, you know, open borders, they want war with Iran. These are the double or nothing. They just want to keep pushing. And I think that Trump's election, Brexit, maybe a couple other things, I think that kind of pushed the balance of power in the elite towards the double or nothing, because they were saying, uh-oh, look, we're getting this backlash, and we've just got to sprint to the finish line now. We can't mess around with a go slow approach, because the goyim are knowing, and so
wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah,
and that's why I think that the sliver of right wing Jews that supported Trump have been overcome by the double or nothing Jews that are saying, like, oh no, people are aware, they're awake, let's just push this thing all the way. And you see this in Europe. You see this model in Europe with, amidst the protests, they're just pushing it. They're just saying, you know, to hell with the protesters, we're going to push this thing no matter what. And that's what I'm seeing here in, you know, in Europe and possibly coming to America. But they forced Trump out of office. And so the double or nothing Jews pretty much have won the battle.
The battle. Although not necessarily the war.
Not the war.
Yeah. And then, you know, I'm not a military person, but there are some battles that you can win but probably weren't worth fighting in the first place. And, you know, devoting your energy to winning a such and such battle, right? I don't know how this is going to turn out. And when you look, it's good to be bringing up France and Germany, and, you know, Greece, European countries, because you're seeing two things there. One is you are seeing bigger pushback from the population. They're actually going out demonstrating, some cases rioting. But you're also seeing more draconian measures, which is partly because they don't have constitutionally enshrined freedom of speech. They've got not just hate crime or hate speech laws, but they've got, you know, anti-Holocaust laws as a legacy of Europe losing World War II. Right? I mean, Europe lost World War II. Isn't that how it worked?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. So
I wonder if they're using this as a model, I mean, to gauge how to handle these protests if it comes to America. But, you know, in America you have many different variables, the variable being Second Amendment, armed American citizens. So the way I see it is that this coronavirus agenda, this COVID cabal, is going to succeed in the bigger cities, but not so much in the rural areas. And as you mentioned last week on our broadcast, a very distinct line is being drawn between rural America and, you know, the bigger cities in America, right? there's a very distinct line being drawn, and I think they're scrambling to try to figure out how to handle the situation in implementing the COVID agenda in rural America, where there's a lot of gun owners that aren't going along with this, that just want to go along with their regular everyday lives.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. That's for sure. There's also, this is something that we haven't thought of much or talked about much because there hasn't been reason to talk about it much, but I think I want to kick it out there. A lot of blacks are skeptical of vaccines, right? A lot of yes. them are skeptical of it. A lot of them, you know, will go along with whatever, especially the women. But there's a lot of skepticism out there, and how would they react if you started trying to have like door to door? If you started having coercion? If they started being, if in order to get into the Walmart or the Long John Silver's or whatever, they had to show their or Popeye Chicken. What if you had to show a vaccine passport to get into Popeye Chicken?
That's very, very, very interesting, because a lot of these same blacks in the population, you know, the system wants to say, well, it's racist for you to show verification to vote, right? But then that's going to kick back on them when they try to say, well, you need to show verification to participate in society,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so what you're saying is these very same blacks that would push back against verification to vote and all that would also push back in a verification to show, you know, that they've been vaccinated. And so yeah, go ahead.
Well, you've got an NFL player who I haven't seen a picture of him, but he's obviously black because his name is DeAndre. And he's a wide receiver. Okay, so I think Las Vegas betting odds probably pretty much 100% that he's black. And he is saying that if they're going to mandate vaccines, or I guess even like what do you call it, hyped up testing without the vaccine, he's going to reconsider his career. It, you know, he's got his money and he doesn't need to play anymore. And he's a big star. I mean, I don't know who he is, but he's a big star. And how influential are these people? And you never know. I don't know anything about what LeBron James thinks about vaccines or whatever, but you have some people who are stars who could come out and be very influential, and maybe it'll happen.
But that's the dividing line. I mean, in these sports, who's going to take the vaccine and who's not? You know, the NFL is greatly divided on this. And I've heard commentary even today at work in this matter. And so we may have a lot of blacks on our side in pushing back against this vaccine. And I would welcome that. I would totally welcome any black NFL players or NBA players that would push back and not take the vaccine. You know, what would this mean for the NFL and for the NBA? Right.
Mm-hmm. So I wish I could remember who it was off the top of my head. It was some European person in the 1850s. In politics, there's no such thing as permanent friends or permanent enemies, only permanent interests. I should know. It's Lord somebody. Name begins with an M, but I'll fill in the blank later.
Yeah, and let's keep in mind, I mean, one of the cases, the legal cases that they try to use to justify pushing the backs is...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Yeah, and let's keep in mind, I mean, one of the cases, the legal cases that they try to use to justify pushing the vax is, the State versus Jacobson, 120 years ago?
Right.
Jacobson basically refused a vaccination, and he was not forced vaccinated. He just paid a fine. So the precedent basically says that you can't force a person to vaccinate, but you can make them pay a fine. And Jacobson pushed back based on religious beliefs, and he was not forced to take the vaccine, but to simply pay a fine.
How about that? Because in that case, he had smallpox back in Sweden. He was a Swedish immigrant. Yeah. And there you go. This is talked about a lot. There's a Supreme Court ruling, but in the end, so he didn't take the vaccine in the end.
He just had to pay the fine, which was like $5. I don't know. What would that be today?
Probably $500.
Something like that. I would pay $500.
Yeah.
To not take the vaccine.
Maybe not 500. Maybe less than 500.
I would pay it.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing, is that, Jewish lawyers try to say, well, this is precedent to force vax people. But no, this is actually precedent that you cannot force a vaccine on someone with religious exemption. You simply have to make them pay the fine. Pay the fine. Pay it and be done.
But of course, that would be all racist because black people don't—they don't have access to money,
right?
Or they don't have access to money or IDs.
Okay. So how can you force them to show an ID or a vax identification in order to participate in society?
Yeah, well,
this is going to collapse in on itself.
They do have access to smartphones, just not IDs or money.
Right. Yeah. I see the system collapsing in on itself based on what we just talked about.
I see it collapsing in on itself, too. That's why I keep making these comparisons to the Soviet Union of 30 years ago. And things fell apart really fast. And then you look at the people in the fake Biden administration. And these people, they're sending morons and they're sending imbeciles. And, and maybe a few people who have average IQs. Like that Jen Psaki. And she's up there every day and she's just saying the stupidest things. She's being challenged by Peter Ducey's son, who's he's saying, well, okay, you say the vaccines work, and then you say the vaccinated people have to wear masks indoors. Isn't there a contradiction there? No, there's no contradiction. We want people to wear masks for extra protection.
Yeah. Well, the masks and the lockdowns are all coming back in the fall. You can bet on it. Yeah. They'll mandate that school children receive the vax and wear masks. And they'll shut down the economy. That's coming this fall.
And you know something? That is a bad move because there's a lot that people will put up with. And a lot of people, there's a lot of people who are freaked out. And I mean, I see it around my neighborhood. This woman, and is she a doctor? She works at a hospital, but she's got her son in tow, who's a teenager, and he's wearing a mask, walking around outdoors, wearing a mask. She's got her younger kids wearing a mask. And so you got these people who, a lot of people, but it doesn't matter if even that kind of person is the majority. The fact is that there are people, and I'm not trying to be Fed posty, but there are people who will put up with anything. They will put up with anything, but they won't put up with that. They won't put up with people messing with their kids, and without being Fed posty, they will do whatever they have to, because they'll put up with absolutely anything, but they won't put up with that.
Yeah, interesting to see how America's going to handle this in the fall when they try to bring back the whole lockdown, and they will.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, we just blew through the break, but whatever. This is. Kind of an informal show. We got about maybe a minute before the next break. I already know what the next break song's going to be.
Vaccine in Germany. So, we've got headlines here from the Stormer. Merkel moves to restrict freedoms of the unvaxxed. The unvaxxed.
Freedom. The unvaxxed. It sounds like, the creature from the Black Lagoon.
The unvaxxed are going to be blamed for everything. So, when we do go back in the lockdowns, it's going to be because of the unvaxxed.
Well, I tell you what, let's go to the break right now. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are right back, and the creature from the Black Lagoon meets the freedoms of the unvaxxed. Who's going to win?
I don't know. I pulled this article up on Daily Stormer. He quotes RT, Russia Today, concerning Germans who are unvaxxed. Unvaccinated Germans could be barred from entering restaurants and cinemas if Germany is hit with a new COVID-19 wave. This is according to a top aide to Chancellor Angela Merkel. And they add that those vaccinated will definitely have more freedom. A distinction here between the vaxxed and the unvaxxed. Those that take the vaccine, those that don't. Those that take the mark, if you will. And those that don't. Could we see this coming to America?
We haven't even seen it in Europe yet. I think we're going to see it coming to a head in Europe within a matter of a few weeks, probably, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it was bad enough last year with people having their kids home doing the Zoom call pretend classes, with the teachers going off on vacation, and refusing to come back for fear of the deadly coronavirus, but going off on vacation or just staying at home, receiving a paycheck at taxpayer expense. And then when they finally do go back, they're wearing the masks and all this stuff. The people who don't want their kids vaccinated, they'll take their kids out of school. They will do all sorts of things. I don't know. I think things are going to come to a head in Europe faster because there's less of a tradition of personal freedom. The European governments are heavier handed. They've been doing the whole Holocaust sensitivity for a long time. And then France, maybe keep your eye on France, because the French have been good at overthrowing their government, which they've done numerous times. And then even since they haven't really overthrown the government since Charles de Gaulle was forced to resign. I think Macron is not going to last this year. I think he's going to be forced to resign. And who knows what's going to happen.
Well, yeah. So I've predicted that here in America, I think that parents are going to pull their kids out of public education if they go forward with this lockdown agenda, and that they'll do homeschooling. And, you know, there's a Supreme Court precedent for allowing homeschooling, Yoder versus Wisconsin. And Yoder was the Amish family that basically the state of Wisconsin tried to force their children to go into state sponsored schooling, and non-Amish came to their defense in court and basically set a precedent that because of the First Amendment that religious groups could educate their children in homeschooling.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of the federal government. So that set a very important precedence for homeschooling in America. And so I think that regular Americans, non-Amish, non-Mennonite, you know, could go to this ruling and pull their kids from homeschooling. My question is, will it be overturned? Could there be a situation where they try to overturn this? Because this seems to be the go-to. If you have your kids in public school and you don't want them to participate in the vax, that they could go to this ruling and say, well, because of religious reasons, we'll pull our kids from public school and homeschool them.
Well, I think you're getting a lot more homeschooling. You're already getting that. And if they're going to have a vaccine mandate, or even if they're just going to go back to the mask mandates, which I think is absolutely going to happen in a whole bunch of states, you're going to have people pulling their kids out of school. But, you know, so the Supreme Court, if you had, you know, court packing, that might be one of the things that they would go for. I don't see this current court doing anything like that. But there's other stuff that's going on in schools. So another thing that's going on in schools, of course, is the whole critical race theory stuff. And so if you've got, at the same time, you've got people, I mean, they're already in big parts of the country, areas where any white family of any kind of means is sending their kids to private schools because they don't want to send them to these very dangerous majority black schools, right? So big hunks of the country. I was hearing from somebody in Louisiana today about that. But if you've got a situation where people who don't necessarily have quite so much means, you know, maybe they own their own house, but they're taking their kids out of school. They're having to maybe the wife has to give up a job so that she can partake in the homeschooling or whatever. I mean, people. So you've got the critical race theory stuff going on. You've got people taking their kids out of school to protect them from this mother of all crackdowns. You've got economic pressures from, you know, if you're going to have more lockdowns, you're going to have more unemployment. So what gives? And why not? What better time would there be to have a tax revolt? And the thing is, the public schools are funded by, in most places, they're funded by property taxes from people who own their own homes. And so if you're taking your kid out of public school and you've got a property tax that is mostly, or in some cases exclusively, going to fund public schools, and now you've got to pay money either for the parochial school or for the homeschooling, wouldn't that be fertile grounds for a massive tax revolt?
Well, yeah.
People put two and two together, especially when the funds of the public schools are going towards indoctrinating who's ever left there, the non-whites and the whites, but majority non-whites at this point, into hating white people.
And so a more distinct line being drawn here. You mentioned the line being drawn between urban areas, rural areas, and the big cities in America. And, you know, what if these rural areas do pull all their kids and send them to homeschool?
Mm-hmm.
You got a more distinct line being drawn here. And how are the elites going to handle that? That's a question.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely going double or nothing with this corona stuff. And, you know, not after 9/11, not after, you know, the Vietnam War, Nixon impeachment. There's never been, in my lifetime, a point in American history that has been this chaotic. And even studying history from before my lifetime, with the possible exception of the Civil War, has there ever been a time that everything was so frayed and uncertain? Yeah, I don't know. Anything.
And so you mentioned critical race theory and racism. There's an article I sent you from David French. I don't know if you had a chance to.
No, but okay. So we know David French. He's a writer. He used to write for, what was it, the National Review or the Weekly Standard? It was Bill Kristol's magazine, right, before it went defunct. Who's he writing for now? Because Bill Kristol tried to get him to run for president.
Yeah.
He's a nobody. He's got, like, an adopted kid from Ethiopia. He's some Iraq war veteran. So, you know, and I don't mean to disrespect veterans, but you know, he went off to fight a Jewish war, then comes back, works for a Jewish magazine, you know, writing neocon propaganda, and has his adopted Ethiopian kid. Okay, so what's he saying?
In the French press, his article reads that structural racism isn't wokeness, it's reality. And the article states that Christians must not deny the full consequences of centuries of international racist harm. And so David French in this is quoting a pastor named David Platt. And he's trying to make a case that Christians should come fully on board with critical race theory. And they're going to try to make a biblical case of this. So let me just read the article. One of America's most influential pastors is facing a crisis. No, it's not the crisis of personal scandal. It's the crisis of church division over race, ideology, and minuente of church procedure. Putting aside the procedural arguments that division is a microcosm of the racial conflicts that are dividing the larger American church and the nation itself, if you read through the article, we don't want to read it verbatim, but he's trying to make a case from the Old Testament that he's saying that in the same way that Israel made concessions for countries that it overpowered, in the same way, you know, Christians should make a case for races that it overpowered when Christians took over the American populace, the continent of America. And so they use a passage from the Bible, basically talking about how King David made concessions to the Midianites, and they're trying to say that, well, Christians should make concessions to the Native Americans that they took this land from.
Well, okay, so throughout history, you've had people taking other people's land. Now, when Europeans were at the absolute zenith of their power, where Europeans got to the point where they controlled, you know, and if you're going to count the Latin American elite as Europeans, where they controlled like over 90% of the globe, when they get to that very zenith of their power, what do? They outlaw, war and slavery and acquisition of land through conquest, and then decolonize and give land back everywhere where they weren't, you know, a majority. And that's never happened. Genghis Khan and the Mongols, they didn't do that. They just had, for century after century, they had empires, the Mughal Empire, the which dynasty was it in China? Was it the Ming? I can't remember which one. And the Turks. I mean, the Turks expanded and stayed put. The Bantus expanded and stayed put. The Aztecs and the Incas expanded at the expense of others. So there's nothing at all. And even if you look into prehistory with you know, the genetic research into prehistory, this is what happened. This was exactly the history of humanity. And Europeans, if anything, what's unique is that when they were at the zenith of their power, then they went into a retreat, not a forced retreat, but a retreat based on morality and, altruism. And, you know, you can still fault Europeans for this and that. But what about the descendants of American Indians? Don't they get all sorts of special rights? They get, their gambling casinos. They get free Obamacare. They get all sorts of special rights and privileges. The blacks are getting all sorts of rights. And here's the thing. An enslaved population, yeah, they were enslaved. But when you look at black slaves in the United States and, you know, pre-independence colonies, their lot was not worse than the average agricultural worker in the world. And most of the world was agricultural workers. They were serfs, they were peasants, and they were slaves. And the African-American slaves demographically were very, very successful. Their numbers increased greatly. And even though the women were owned by white men, the black men retained access to reproduce. And you had mulattoes, you had some of that. But if it couldn't have been any more than, it had to be substantially less than 10% of babies being sired by white slave master fathers. Well over 90% had to have been sired by fellow Africans. Well over 90%. And when you look at conquered populations throughout history, that's not the case. So And then, of course, the descendants of black slaves are doing much better than blacks anywhere else. So this white guilt that French is, he is just the Sabbath goy doing the work of William Crystal and trying to spread this Jewish kosher certified white guilt and spread it out to everybody. That's my rant. What do you say?
Well, no, I totally agree. I mean, that's David French's, that's his whole thing.
That's why he lives in a very big, expensive house and we don't, because he shows for the Jews. Hey, we're at the break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
We are back. So can 50 million David Frenchmen be wrong?
But when the Spanish conquistadors...
I should have said 6 million. Sorry. 6 million David Frenchmen. They may be wrong.
6 million. When the Spanish conquistadors, conquered South America, I mean, they witnessed child sacrifice, pagan... serpentine worship. They didn't know what to make of this stuff, and they went on to conquer South America, in the name of the Catholic Church, and they did it with what they believed was a religious mandate. to set this area right. Not much different from the, you know, Israel and the Canaanites in the Old Testament. And this is the case that I make for anybody that says, well, look at what Israel did in the Old Testament. They slaughtered men, women, and children in conquering the Canaanites. But what Israel came up against was a civilization of people who were doing child sacrifice, bestiality, and sodomy. And they conquered this area and they exterminated men, women, and children in the Old Testament. It's not a lot different from what the Spanish encountered when they came across the South American Aztecs and Mayans. And so my question is this divine judgment on these areas? As an agnostic, I mean, I'm putting you in a bad position, but as an agnostic, I mean, what do you make of this?
Divine judgment?
Yeah.
Even as an agnostic, you know, I would certainly like to think that that we live in a universe where there's some sort of divine judgment. I would certainly like to think that. And it's certain. I hope there is. That's all I can say. I hope there is.
Well, what I'm making the point of is that the Europeans came in and conquered the South American continents, similarly to how the Israelis in the Old Testament conquered Canaan. There's a correlation there. And, you know, they saw a civilization of people that were beyond hope.
Well, here's
beyond redemption.
Here's a question I have for you, because you know more about the biblical era. In the New World, part of the reason that these empires collapsed, that these very cruel empires collapsed, is because tribes that they were subjugating were willing allies of the conquistadors. Did the Israelites in this versus the Canaanites, did they find willing allies because of the cruelty?
There were a few allies. There was a harlot that actually welcomed two Israeli spies into her family in the book of Joshua. And her family was spared as a result of that. And so, yeah, there were.
And, you know, maybe there's a universal principle there, but maybe we'll delve into that on another show, because we are out of time today. But thank you so much, Jeremy.
Thank you, Patrick, and thank you for staying classy.
And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Good shake, darling, good shake. I want to thank you for walks down lover's lane. I can see hearts carved out of tree. Letters intertwined, all time, yours and mine. That was fine. Good shake.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.